You know how to make cornbread?
Yes.
Have you ever made cornbread?
I used to make good cornbread, but in the last year or two, I can't.
Why? What happened?
I don't know. I lost my technique for it.
How did you make yours?
Well, I once could make it with plain meal. Put in the salt and the baking powder, buttermilk and water, and mix it all up. Put it in the skillet, put it in the stove, and had the right temperature. It would usually turn out better than my wife's, made out of plain meal. But we both missed it so much till we got to buying self-rising meal.
Oh, really?
And I got to where I could make it real good out of self-rising meal. Until a year or so ago. Now once in a while I cook it and I can't hardly eat it. Nobody else will eat any of mine.
Oh, that's terrible. That's very depressing.
And I don't know what's wrong unless I forgot what temperature I used to bake it on and I don't use the right temperature over the oven.
What, is it too dry or?
Well, it could be anything.
Oh,
it could be too damp inside or
oh, it
brown outside or, or usually it's too dry though.
Oh, really?
And I don't know what goes wrong.
You bake yours in the oven, right? Mm. Do you bake it in a skillet or pan or?
Skillet.
Do you ever fry cornbread or do you call it something else when it's fried?
Oh, well, the only, with the onions in it, it could be hush puppies. Sometimes it's not little balls like you normally think of hush puppies, but just great chunks half as big as your hand.
Oh, really?
Hush puppies.
Have you ever heard of corn dodgers? Does that mean anything?
Yes, I have, and I already referred to them as being baked on the hearth.
Oh, really?
In the fire.
Oh.
Believe it or not.
Like cornbread? I mean, would it be cornbread baked?
Be cornbread baked in the ashes. But I don't remember what my mother used to use. I don't think she just put it down in the ashes. She must have wrapped it in tin foil or something. But it'd be so good after we'd have supper, as we call it at night. Before bedtime, sometimes she'd bake some cornbread like that in the fire in the wintertime.
Oh.
It'd be delicious.
My goodness.
The same as with sweet potatoes. Put them in the ashes, bury them up in a fireplace of hot ashes, and when they got baked, take them out and eat them, it'd be a lot better than coming out of the oven.
Oh, really?
Rake the ashes off and peeling off, and you had all good potato.
Did you put anything on it?
Well, could put butter, but I always like mine. I don't like stuff put on, butter put on anything, or salt sprinkled on anything. If it's not cooked in it, I don't want it.
You were talking about sweet potatoes. Do you think of, is there another kind of sweet potato that's different?
Well, yams, I guess, are supposed to be smaller, I guess. We always think of them as being small, but we hardly ever use the term. We always just say sweet potato.
Mm-hmm.
That can include big ones and little ones.
Oh, that's your comprehensive term. let's see, I was asking you about cornbread. Oh, do you ever refer to egg bread?
No, believe it or not, we've never gone in for that. We have eaten, other people make it and be all right. But we just don't put eggs in cornbread.
Would it be cornbread with eggs in it then?
Mm-hmm.
I see. What are some other kinds of breads? You started to tell me cornbread. What are some other kinds that you can think of?
Well, there's the wheat bread and the rye bread and my mother used to make a lot of syrup bread. She would flavor it and sweeten it with syrup made on the farm. It'd be kind of like gingerbread.
Oh, really?
It'd be good. We'd come in from the fields a lot of times, especially in the fall. She'd have a big pan of syrup bread, she called it. She just called it syrup bread. It'd be about so thick. A great big biscuit pan full. And just eat it by the chunks.
Is that right? Did you put anything on it?
Well, sometimes some of them want to put butter. I didn't want anything on mine. I like syrup bread.
You're a purist.